So Sherman said he was Optimus Prime. I don't know if you saw he changed his Twitter to Optimus Prime.
Man, I don't even go on Twitter.
what do you think about that, though? Calling a shot in some way?
Self-giving nickname. Hey, that's who he wants to be. That's cool.
But he did it with Megatron in mind, obviously.
I know.
Do you
know.
Take it as Black Warp material at all?
No, I can use it. I can definitely use it as motivation, no doubt about it.
How much did, looking back at like what Rob Ryan said last year, how much did things like that motivate you to some of the big games that you had on the field?
Yeah, those things you gotta sometimes you gotta take it with a grain of salt, but at the same time they can be motivation, extra motivation for you, you know. So that's how you gotta use everything, you know. Anything negative that comes your way, you know, is using the motivation.
With Nate, you know, are you more comfortable now being a vocal guy? He obviously was, but not even just in your room, but outside the rooms, in the running back rooms. There's some young guys there, tight end room, you know, some of those.
It's definitely I feel that. My role as far as that goes probably had to pick up a little bit, especially in my room. You know, definitely in my room, bring him a little more energy, because Nate was always the guy. He always brought energy, that vocal guy, you know. So we're going to pick up the slack for him in some of those areas, yeah.
They have probably the biggest, you know, strongest cornerback mm-hmm. tandem that you're going to face all year.
Yeah.
What does that mean going against that?
It'd be a great challenge. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, having had a chance to face some guys like this, and we're going to have a good challenge in front of us, because we're going to see a lot of favorable coverages.
Is it a surprise to maybe see guys like that? I mean, especially so big. Normally, you know, we're looking at guys who are under 6 feet.
You figure eventually it's going to happen. Eventually, with receivers getting bigger and bigger, eventually the corners are going to start being bigger and bigger. But one thing with that being, you know, the small guys can transition a little quicker and stuff like that, you know.
I was going to say, you're still bigger than him, though, too. So
yeah.
You still have any size, right, that you can use?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, definitely just, you know, playing the ball in the air. You know, the receiver should always have the advantage as far as that goes, you know, and it's just being aggressive to the ball, playing guys like that.
Is Broyles ready for what he's got to deal with now, stepping into that role?
You know, I feel like the best thing for a young guy is to throw him in the fire, man. Because the more and more he sits out, you know, it's kind of like a setback for him. You know, you put him in that fire, that's from that point on, he's going to be learning.
How is Sherman as a cornerback, by
the way? You know, they like to get their hands on you. You know, that's their thing. They get their hands on you, they slow you down. But if you physical, get those hands down and get into your route, you'll be fine.
Do they play a lot of single?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's what we're seeing on film, you know. So we're still looking at their tendencies, and we're pretty familiar with them now, even though we haven't had a lot of time to, you know, to get too familiar with them. Yeah.
Jim seemed like he really enjoyed it. As he, you know, he said he wanted to let the coaches prepare a little bit, give you guys a little bit more rest. What, just your thoughts on the schedule and not having yesterday and late today, and what that does for you guys?
I think it does. It accomplishes what he's been trying to get done this week. You know, giving us a little more rest. I mean, we did play on Monday. Guys' bodies are still trying to get back into. Get as good as it could be for this point in the season, you know. So and then letting us wake up late again today, you know, it's just extra rest, you know. It comes in the hand.
Seems like you almost welcome that physical play. You like getting in there, jamming, and hitting the guy, though, don't you?
Yeah, man, I really do. You know, being physical out there, you know, it's tough to get into that physical mindset when they're playing off or playing, you know, zone the whole game. But when somebody's in your face challenging, you know, you got to bring it. Yeah,
Calvin, how have you felt about the team's mindset this week after the tough, you know, the loss and where you guys are 2-4? Do you feel like that there's the fight is still there?
No, the fight's still there, man. We're doing some good things, especially on defense. You know, I was telling some of the guys, you know, y'all just keep playing y'all butts off. We're gonna catch up with you, you know. And you know, that's just the mindset that we got. We're not gonna stop fighting, you know. No matter what situation we get in, there's a lot of things to be corrected, and we're gonna correct them.
Are you surprised how hard it's been for the offense to score? Actually, not hard. You haven't scored.
It's been tough. You know, defenses, they're not gonna let us do the same thing we did to them last year. They're gonna switch it up. They're gonna you know, they're not gonna give us those matchups that we had last year, because you know, we marched up and down the field.
Have you countered enough though, then, do you think, or are you not countered?
You know, we're countering. We just got to make some plays. You know, we just got to make more plays. Can't leave them on the field.
Would you do couple more for Calvin?
No, it's just got to work through it. You know, it's just a little banged up.
How bad is it that you haven't had a home game for about a month? I mean, does it seem?
It's been a while. Yeah, you're right. It seemed like we've been on the road all season, you know. But the good thing is that, you know, with all these road games early, we'll have some home games on the back end. So going towards the end of the season, that's good for us.
You're obviously physically equipped to handle these cornerbacks, but Titus is a smaller guy. How does he counter these physical, aggressive big corners?
Well, Titus is a real quick guy. He's got to use his quickness against those guys. You know, they want to reach and lunge and grab, you know, just get their hands down. If they can't touch them, they don't have a chance of guarding them.
That drop early on against Chicago, mm-hmm. Did that eat you up?
It sucked. You know, one thing I did do, you know, let it go. You know, my coach is on my head right after that. You got to let it go, you know. And then the next thing he says, you got to get back to the basics. You know, just seeing the ball into your hand. That's all.
Is that what it was? You were just turning
on the turn, yeah, yeah.
One more question about Chicago on the fade that Tillman knocked away. Is that where you like the ball, or do you prefer it a little bit higher in those situations?
You know, you just want to go up and sort of not give him a chance to make a play on it, yeah.